You are listening to WMUCFM College Park, where college radio is good radio. To finish off Sean Mamon's, that was Talon by Lip Critic off of Theft World. Before I start my show today, though, I'm going to play a quick little message, just because it's, you know, this season. I'm going to play something for the farmer's market.
Producer-only vendors and a cooking... The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May, and fall season from August to November.
So today I wanted to talk about one of like the most talked about albums, at least in like pop circles, of 2025, Eusexua by FKA Twigs. I've been a fan of her since about 2022, whenever Capri Songs came out, and that mixtape, I really enjoyed it, but some of my favorite tracks were some of the more dance-influenced ones, like Darjeeling or Poppy Bones. And whenever Eusexua, she started to tease it as this transcendent dance album, I was so excited. I was, like, blown away when I first listened to it back in January. I thought it was so incredible and such a wonderful mix of so many different noises, taking influence from trance and techno and house, as well as some much more, like, more contemporary, like, hints of things such as EDM or Jersey in there, and I just think it's so beautiful. And I think there's no better song to play to begin than with the thesis piece, Eusexua by FKA Twigs off Eusexua. So, enjoy.
Capsized. And if they ask you, say you feel it, but don't call it love. You're sexual. Wonder if you see. Wonder if you see. The way that we transform. Can change the course of time. Keeps us blind, particle summarized, and flying, capsized. For I see.
Now, to FKA Twigs, as her in the song, Eusexual is something more than just, like, a song. To her, Eusexual, as a lot of the advertising says, it is a practice. It is a state of mind. It's more than just music. In an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, Twigs says that Eusexual is the pinnacle of human experience, a feeling of pure nothingness, but endless possibility, like losing yourself on the dance floor. It's the height of the night. It's losing yourself in a book. It's being present while eating food. It's even the hours that you lost as a child playing games. It's a feeling of true presence in yourself, a constant state of everything and nothing at once. I think that I believe that her execution of Eusexual in this form is through her first example, losing yourself on the dance floor for hours. A lot of her music, Eusexual, and its companion album Eusexual, which I'll start to talk about soon, kind of is based around it being the end of the night, a feeling of you seem to have had, like, all of your fun that you intended, but there's still something new and almost, like, unexplored for you to go and find. And I think she channels that really incredibly through her music. I think that a song that... Or I think that another album that really has tried to, you know, talk about a similar ideology, and I think that the album that I think really laid the blueprint for Eusexual by FKA Twigs is Erotica by Madonna. I find that album incredible, and I think it's similar to Eusexual, just really, like, inventive of how human sexuality can be portrayed in music. And I think that, especially back in the 90s when Erotica came out, it was incredibly controversial. And I think it might just be because FKA Twigs is much more of a niche artist than Madonna was, because, I mean, that's literally Madonna. I find it fascinating how the reception from one to the other really changed into people really, like, critically applauding FKA Twigs from the beginning versus Erotica, which had a lot of pushback. Another album that I think really sonically inspired Eusexual is the similarly eccentric Motomami by Rosalía. Again, both of them talk about the concepts of female sexuality in a really fascinating way, and I want to play one of the other really beautiful songs off of it. So, up next is Erotica by Madonna and Candy by Rosalía.
Oh, no. Vestida con eje de Fendi, bailando plan vela de Candy. Así tú te prendaste de mí el día en que yo te conocí. Sé que tú no me has olvidado, no me has olvidado, no me has olvidado. Solo tú no me has olvidado, no me has olvidado, no me has olvidado. Ya no te quiero como antes, me rompiste pero solo en parte. Quedaba tus claves para pensarte, pero de olvidarte yo ya hice un arte. Cuerpo ni aunque la pensara, hay demasiado que nos separa. La vida es bonita pero traicionera. Vestida con eje de Fendi, bailando plan vela de Candy. Así tú te prendaste de mí el día que yo te conocí. Pero tú no me has olvidado, no me has olvidado, no me has olvidado. Solo tú no me has olvidado, no me has olvidado, no me has olvidado. No, 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 no. Prendaste de mí el día que yo te conocí. Vestida con eje de Fendi, bailando plan vela de Candy. Así tú te prendaste de mí el día que yo te conocí. Pero tú no me has olvidado, no me has olvidado, no me has olvidado.
I think that all these songs, they feel very, like, they're so intimate, but I think they're so beautiful. But I think that's something that makes You Sexual really special, and all those albums, actually, is that they're able to go from something very beautiful, and something very, like, just very touching, and something that can seem so much, like, grander. All three of those artists, and many of the ones I want to play today, actually, are known for having, you know, such artful and, like, creating such large soundscapes in their music. And I think Striptease, my favorite song off of You Sexual, really exemplifies this. The song starts a little small, but it manages to like build up into something just so ginormous. The music video is incredible. It's it ends with her turning into like almost like a biblically accurate angel, and it's just this like beautiful but like distorted figure. And I just think that the song and the music video are so incredible. There's another artist though that I think also likes to, you know, take these concepts and make them very grand. Earth Eater, and my friend Cam, he's actually here today. Cam, the other microphone, it does break really easily, but I don't know if you have any thoughts you'd like to share about Earth Eater.
I'd like to say that Earth Eater, I remember the first time I heard Trinity, the album that this song is coming off of. I was going to the Giant, and I was getting some groceries, and I don't quite remember what those groceries were, but I do remember the experience of going in there and hearing Trinity for the first time. Every song on that is just phenomenal, I think. There's nothing so glassy as Trinity. It's kind of like if we're looking at like a song like Super Soaker or like Spill the Milk, it's so sensational with her vocals that are just, they're almost like choral. They're going so high. And the places that she can reach are like no others.
She can break glass with her voice.
She can break glass with her voice, yeah. And I love Earth Eater, and I love Super Soaker, and I'm so excited to be a part of this next track.
All right, so up next is Striptease by FKA Twigs and Super Soaker by Air Theater.
I'm borderline, it's getting late. I feel alive, I wanna show you why. I've got a bad on my mind, I think I like it. Arch my spine and just a shoulder till the lies is on me. I lie. You wanna read my every line? I never mind. Master. Feels like a striptease. Flick for my tears and lips for my fears. I'm stripping my heart till my pain disappears. Opening me. Feels like a striptease. Watch me flow. Lost in my striptease. I'm borderline, it's getting late. I feel alive, I wanna show you why. I've got a birthmark on my mind, I think you like it. Arch my spine and just a shoulder till the lies is on me. I lie. You wanna read my every line, I never mind. For my fears, I'm stripping my heart till my pain disappears. Opening me, open me. Feels like a strip tease. Watch me flow, lost in my strip tease. Watch me flow, lost in my strip tease. Thank you.
I love the outro of Striptease so much. I think it gets so grand, and I feel like I have a very like clear image in my head of like her wanting to portray this like ethereal beauty through it. And I think that another song by another like contemporary that I think is kind of, I think a lot of the artists I'm playing today, actually, they kind of bounce off each other. Like, I think it's very easy to say, you know, Twigs has inspired Rosalia, who's then inspired Twigs, or, you know, FKA Twigs and Earth Eater, they have, like, a song or two together. And the same is the case with Shy Girl, another one of FKA Twigs' contemporaries. I think her song Siren really glives, like, clear imagery into your head as well. And while her sound is, like, a little bit, like, darker, a little bit, like, grimier than Twigs, I think it's still equally as beautiful. Another few artists that I think also exist within this camp are Kalayla and Arca, two other kind of alternative electronic musicians that I also just really love. I think that Gomen Asai by Kalayla really channels a lot of the similar energy to Musexua. A lot of her work is similarly intimate, similarly about, you know, her experience as a Black woman in the world. And I feel like both Kalayla's last album, it's escaping me, but also Musexua really stand for very similar things. And then Arca, she's produced actually for nearly every single artist I've put on the playlist, so maybe she's the one behind it all. But I think that her song Machote similarly is about, you know, her desires, although this one's much more about her desires for a man versus the other albums talking about, you know, artists themselves. So up next is Siren by Shy Girl, Gomen Asai by Kalayla, and Machote by Arca. We'll be right back.
not the fear. You just ain't got the speech. You're just trying to keep it cool, and she only brings the heat. Oh, you know she's a wild one. Now you're setting free. You're a siren on the rocks, calling you into the deep. Yeah, you know.
Será ya muy difícil, mucho, mucho. mucha, mucha, pero cómo decidirme. Ando como abanico de un lado para otro, mirando a tu hombre que pasa mi aborto. Si me detengo y te juro que yo me exploto, seguro papi me lleva un palma en el coño.
Quiero todo de tu cuerpo, quiero todos tus lamentos, eres el que más anhelo.
Me gusta, eres tú, el que me gusta, eres tú.
Quiero todo de tu cuerpo, quiero todos tus lamentos, eres el que más anhelo.
Tú estás
I, after the release of Eusexua, FKA Twigs, she promoted it. She went on a very small tour, and was pretty silent, or not silent, she was just promoting the main Eusexua. Up until the release of the single Perfectly, about halfway through the summer, I had no clue about this, or there is no, like, build-up to it. When it came out, my mind was blown away, because I really enjoyed that song. And it then led into the release for a companion album called Eusexua Afterglow, as well as almost like a reordering of the track list of Eusexua, or like a changing of the track list. A lot of the songs were removed, replaced with other ones, there was reordered. It was really fascinating, because I don't think I've seen an artist do that before in recent memory in my mind. Maybe someone else has, like, just almost like entirely, not replaced an album, but like created an entire like counterpart of it. I want to focus especially, though, on Eusexua Afterglow, because that was one of my absolute favorite albums of last year. I really liked Eusexua, but I just loved Eusexua Afterglow. And I find both of them really fascinating. I feel like the original Eusexua plays on a lot of songs, like 2000s and 1990s, like trance and house music, versus Afterglow, which is much more about doing something new with a lot of sounds of the 2020s. And so, up next, I want to play the lead... the first song in the album, Love Crimes, which really blew my mind the second I heard it, and I knew that this album, like, was something special, as well as a song it actually samples by the artist Blood of Azza. I've only listened to a few, like, Blood of Azza songs, like, before this, and it was purely just because, like, I had a friend who's into them, and I just liked a few of them, and their work is much darker than FKA Twigs. It's very, like, heavy, industrial, but it's really fascinating that, like, these are where she's pulling her influences from. And then finally, I wanted to play one other artist that I feel like really is also inspired by FKA Twigs, or I guess two of them. It's the song Kiss Me Through the Phone Part 2 by Amaray and Pink Panthers. I really enjoy this song, and I don't think enough people do talk about Amaray, because I think her music is also pretty incredible. And Pink Panthers actually features on Eusexua Afterglow, and to me, I view her and FKA Twigs, as, again, as counterparts. So up next is Love Crimes by FKA Twigs, Banshee by Blood of Azza, and Kiss Me Through the Phone Part 2 by Amaray and Pink Panthers.
I'm gonna stop the love cries. teardrop. Only just a patient. Dancing like you're teasing me. You're just too amazing, yeah. I don't let you go.
Night, or should I wake you up? I still get excited when you text me, hey, no, I won't fall asleep, you know. I'm always here to call when you want to, when you care. Is there somebody, 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 somebody there? I can feel it in my brain. When you're loving me, loving me, loving me. other me, other me, no one feels the same. Kiss me through this mobile phone, baby, what are you wearing? Screenshots of your camera roll, baby, what are you sharing? I want, I need, I long, I fiend. I soak my favorite sheets at the thought you'd be with me. Da 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 da. See you anymore, immaterial. Why did it take so long? I'm not hanging up, could replace your love. I don't want to, cause I care. But there's nobody, 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 nobody there. And I can't feel it in my chest. You're not loving me, loving me, loving me, loving me. I don't feel the same. Da 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 da. Fried me insane, feeling like dragon. DMing her ex, thought I was looking for tea. I'm in here sending her threats, I'm really upset. Especially about you and about me. You try to pull me in check, now send me a load. This life always helping me cope. I'm yearning for you to the bone, huh? Why don't you follow me home, huh? What do I have on? I picture you in your dark gray color too. When you walk me down the aisle, these are thoughts that make me smile. You lay in bed, where you'd rather be instead. You are not in love with me. You'll be da 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 da. But one day you'll be da 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 da. But one day you'll be. I am so real long this time. I knew what you think with time that I can call you mine. I saw you yesterday before you crept away. I put a kiss to you. Darkly colored suit. Da 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 da. But one day you'll be. Da 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 da. But one day you'll be. I'm so real on this time. I know what you think with time that I can call you mine. I saw you yesterday before you crept away.
So before the end of today's show, I wanted to play one last song off of Afterglow. I really do love that album, though. I think that, again, it really, like, in the ways that Eusexual pushed the boundaries of 2000s music, I think Afterglow pushed the bounds of, like, 2010s music, or 2020s music. And I've seen these clips of her at the concert, her performing, and it's just ridiculous. Like, she'll, like, come out on stage, there's, like, two girls dancing in cages, strobes flashing, like, 10 choreographed dancers also doing something. I don't know, it's just a whole lot. Someone is, like, hanging from, like, a rope, like, spinning around. It's actually ridiculous, and I'm a little upset I wasn't able to go to see it, because it would just be an incredible performance, but, you know, there's always the next time she performs. And to end off, I want to play one of the most popular songs off of Afterglow, and I guess I could say it was, like, the most popular single. Something that I found really fascinating about Afterglow is that she made some of the most, like, unmarketable songs the singles for it. And in a way, like, at first, I wasn't all that interested in listening, because I really didn't connect with the first single in the moment. I've come to love it. And I don't know, I think that Hard, the song I'm about to play, is, I think, I guess, endemic of some more, I guess, boundary-pushing pop music to come. So, thank you for listening to Pop Past and Present. Have a wonderful day.
Automatic, don't touch that. first impression. I gotta know something about you.
Tried your hardest. You lived with all the pain. Push your wounds furthest away.